Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. With an anxious world watching, Americans began voting Tuesday on whether to send the first female president or volatile populist tycoon to the White House. The kickoff marks the end of a campaign that was exhausting and often bitter, as Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump presented radically different visions of how to lead the United States. Polls have opened in 9 states, mainly in the East, and the name of the winner is not expected to be known before 3 hours GMT. Clinton has a slim lead in the polls, but no one was ruling out a Trump win. You can follow all of the election coverage on voanews.com. A top security official said Tuesday that Kurdish forces had recaptured Bashika from the Islamic State group as one of the final steps in securing the eastern approaches to the jihadist-held Mosul. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters launched an assault on Bashika the day before, advancing on the town from 3 sides. A British banker was jailed for life Tuesday for the horrifying murder of 2 Indonesian women at his upscale Hong Kong apartment in a cocaine-fueled rampage that the judge called sickening in the extreme. The Cambridge University graduate, Rurik Jutting, 31, tortured one woman for 3 days, filming part of her ordeal on the phone. Days later, with her corpse rotting on a balcony, the Bank of America worker picked up another woman and intended to play the same sick fantasies. Meanwhile, his defense counsel said he would apply for a transfer to a prison in Britain. Meanwhile, pirates are shifting from hijacking cargo ships to the more lucrative crime of kidnapping for ransom. That news comes from a report Tuesday from the IHS Maritime and Trade. This is VOA News.